Thanks for tuning in to this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, and brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Today, we're going to talk shop. And by that, I mean, we're going to talk about the Small Business Health Options Program, which is outlined under the Affordable Care Act. With us again here in the studio is Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, the part of the Transamerica Institute that focuses on the Affordable Care Act, health and well-being, and all the issues that you should be concerned with to have a great retirement later on in life. Hector, what should small businesses be doing with regard to the Affordable Care Act? Help us sort out some of these complexities.
Well, I think the most important thing up front is that businesses with less than 50 full-time equivalent employees are not required to provide health insurance to their employees. They aren't today, they aren't tomorrow, and they won't be in the future. So they do not have to. However, if they do, they have wonderful options. The previous options of the traditional insurance market, continuing coverage if they were already providing insurance, but now they have the shop.
Now, each state has its own small business health options program or its own shop. So there's a lot of disparity maybe in terms of what they need to do. Is that true or not?
The structure of it is exactly the same in each state. The kinds of health insurance plans that are available to the small businesses are different state by state. So that is where you get unique opportunities for small businesses with under 50 employees.
Got it. Give us some of the incentives for small business, because there are some real advantages in the Affordable Care Act for smaller businesses.
So a subgroup of the small business universe is businesses with less than 25 full-time equivalent employees. And this group with less than 25 employees can get tax credits up to a maximum credit of $1,000 per employee on their premiums. That is a significant tax savings if they're going to be offering their employees health insurance. And this is for two consecutive years. So if they started it in 2014, they could get it for 2014 and 2015. If they started it last year, they would get it for last year and this year.
Hector, give us a sense of what we're talking about. When we speak about small businesses, what's the proportion in relation to large business or large corporations?
It is the bulk of businesses in the United States, Greg. 95% roughly of businesses in the United States have under 50 employees.
Wow. That's something like, what, 6 million, 6, 7 million?
Just under 6 million businesses have under 50 employees. It's the great majority. It's sole proprietor businesses and businesses with just a few employees all the way up to 49.
Right. Now, the Affordable Care Act has some changes for both 2016 and 2017. What are those?
Currently, the shop is only up for those that have up to 49 employees. But in 2016, it will be expanded to businesses with up to 99 employees. And then beyond that, in 2017, states may allow businesses with over 100 employees to go into the shop and purchase health coverage.
Hector, I think it's important to point out to our listeners that you've got a really terrific comprehensive overview, your 50-state shop guide for what the Affordable Care Act means across all 50 states for small businesses. So go to transamericainstitute.org, click on the Health Center, and there you'll find everything and anything you need to know. That's all we have time for. I'm Greg Tucker for Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.